Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It is Braves pregame daily for your Saturday morning, April the 10th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. Glad to have you with us as we look back on a big night for the Braves offense last night. Chris, 8-1, your final. A long home run that I'm not sure has landed yet from Ronald Acuna Jr. early in the game last night. Braves would add on as Freddie Freeman would go yard. Eddie Adrianza also going deep in last night's contest. And the 14,000-plus in the building had lots to cheer for as they got a chance to see their team in person for the first time since 2019. A fun atmosphere all around last night at the ballpark.
Yeah, what a difference 1 week makes. You know, Zach Wheeler, all of a sudden you go, well, he's just given up more hits than he gave up last week. That's a good sign. And here come the runs on top of that. I think I blame Gene Segura if I'm them. I don't know if you saw what happened at second base. He didn't want Ronald Acuna to mix it up. And so, you know, all that did is get Ronald mad, 400 and whatever. I haven't seen a ball hit up there yet. I've been to a bunch of games in that park. I don't think I've seen anything land in those seats. And then everybody else gets in on the action, including Freddie Freeman and the guy who you just put up, a new American citizen, by the way. Congratulations. Yeah. If you don't know, Adrianza actually left the club to become an American citizen. He gets activated and pow. And here's the crazy one. Pablo Sandoval and Adrianza, they were teammates in 2013. Did you see this one in San Francisco?
I didn't.
Yeah, they were teammates. Both hit a home run in 2013 for the San Francisco Giants. 1 week into the Major League season here in Atlanta in 2021, they both have their home runs with the Atlanta Braves. So, yeah, really good night. And it was nice to see a little bit of a crack in the Phillies' bullpen because that hadn't happened to them in a week plus so far in 2021.
Yeah, and for Wheeler, it was really the complete opposite of what we saw last Saturday in Philadelphia. 7 innings, 1 hit, no walks, 10 strikeouts. He walked 2 of the first 3 batters he faced last night. Braves had an opportunity early on that they couldn't cash in on. But you could tell pretty early on, Chris, he was not nearly the same pitcher. The command, especially of his breaking ball, just wasn't nearly as sharp as it was last weekend.
Yeah, and then here comes old man Charlie. You know, what are you going to do if you're going to if you're going to find yourself in a game offensively against a guy who shut you down last week? Well, put a couple of runs up. But Charlie Morton did his job to make sure that that game was what it was before the Braves actually exploded. So Charlie Morton picking up a win. We had said it was 12 plus years since he had worn the home whites for the Atlanta Braves, and it was actually a different version of the uniform, no doubt about it. And I don't know about this. You know, you win a game that easily last night. You have those uniforms on. We talked about the opening ceremony and what it was going to be like. Really a celebration of life for the 4 men who had passed away who were associated with the Atlanta Braves, the big 44 out in center field. But those uniforms, you're going to have a hard time putting those away. I think if the fan base is going to speak out loud, we're going to see those a lot more often than I think the Braves would have even planned.
I wouldn't hate going back to those full time. Those things were sharp. I mean, the guys looked really, really good in them last night. And hey, anytime you score 8 runs, keep them going. Yeah. If they keep scoring the way they are, we know how superstitious baseball fans can be when it comes to that kind of thing. You and I got done with the Ford leadoff show yesterday. We got over inside the building in the middle of the ceremonies. But I got to tell you, man, even just walking through the gates, seeing the fans again, they said 14,000. I mean, you and I were in the building. Boy, it sure felt like a whole lot more than 14,000 last night, didn't it?
Yeah, the other thing that was the extra added bonus is, and I know, you know, when you walk through the ballpark, even yesterday pregame, just being in the battery area, yeah. It was nice to actually talk to people. Hey, good to see you. It's been a while. Hey, let's talk about what happened 10 years ago. I met you 10 years ago outside the ballpark. That little stuff is really interesting, and you realize how much you miss it. That interaction with people who are Braves fans coming into the building for the home opener, but really looking forward to the season on top of everything else. I know that, as you know, we take an escalator up to get up to the press box and people say hello, and then you're walking around, you're milling about, and you go see and that person. And there's just something really different and exciting, and I think it's amped up this year because nobody had an opportunity to do that last year.
Yeah, and it's funny, you and I were walking together through the upper level, and I turned around and I couldn't find you. I'm like, well, he must have gotten stopped by somebody, so I knew I would catch up with you in the press box. But man, it was great. It was just awesome to see so many folks in and around the complex last night. I got off the air after the Braves wrap-up show, probably 12:15-ish in the morning, and man, the sport and social was still going strong, so a lot of folks celebrating last night. Hopefully, they'll have more to celebrate here tonight, Game 2, Braves and Phillies. Ian Anderson on the mound for the Braves. And, you know, Chris, for me, this is, you know, these next couple of starts for Ian are important because obviously we know teams are going to make adjustments to him. Now it's a matter of him going back and counteracting those adjustments. For me, obviously, he did a great job keeping the ball in the ballpark last season. Hasn't been maybe as sharp this year as we saw last year. But again, it's a game of adjustments. Now it's on Ian to try to figure out what he needs to do because teams are going to figure it out. There's a book on him. There's scouting reports. And obviously, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does against this lineup tonight.
Yeah, I think the one thing that you can certainly have a lot of numbers. You can hand packets to guys, and your veteran catcher is supposed to help a guy through it in-game. But I think one of the things you have to be most aware of is not tipping pitches the way that you would think. Oh, wait, mm-hmm. Do I see what he's doing in the glove? Therefore, I know what's coming. I think you get into patterns. And I think what young guys especially have to – there's going to be a night that you have a pitch that's working better than the others. Use it. Your catcher's got to tell you, use it. You're not throwing away the game plan, but you're adapting to what it is you have that night. I think sometimes you get into this idea that, well, I have to show this pitch to set up that pitch. No doubt about it, that's part of the chess game of this whole thing. But ooh. I do think there are certain nights when, we're going to, and really, young guys, I'm not saying they're going to be hesitant. They belong. They it's their game. They get to call the game from the mound, not the guy behind the plate. But I think when you have veteran catchers, I think sometimes you have to tell these young guys, look, we did this, but I'm telling you right now, we're going to put it away because what's working tonight is going to be better than what they could actually do with it. Those are the games and moments. You know, you see a guy struggling. You see him walking around the mound. He doesn't have his glove up ready. You know, it's a delayed. Everything is just slower. I think the pace of the game matters for young guys when veteran catchers tell them, this is what we have tonight. This is what we're going to use tonight. Let's go win the game with your best stuff. Let's not shy away from your best pitch tonight. I think those are the adjustments that have to be made sometimes. But it's not just the pitcher. It's probably either the pitching coach, but more importantly for me, it's the guy behind the plate.
Yeah, no question. And these young arms have been so fortunate the last couple of years to have some great veteran backstops to work with. As far as Zach Eflin is concerned, Braves really couldn't figure him out. It's not like they, you know, he wasn't Zach Wheeler from last Saturday, but they just couldn't get anything going against him as well. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for the Braves going for their fourth win in a row here tonight. They saw a lot of Eflin over the years, so I'm sure they've got quite a game plan in store for him here this evening as well.
Yeah, if you read some of the, you know, 2021 previews, Eflin is a guy whose name was on a few of those lists of the guy with the potential to break out.
Right.
You know, he certainly seems to have that kind of stuff. He's around a couple of guys in Aaron Nola and I think Wheeler who will help him in that regard. What is it you see? I kind of like last night that their bullpen gives up 5 runs. That's a good sign. Go get him again tonight if you need to. But I like the fact that Eflin saw this team offensively at their best last night. I'm not telling you he's afraid. I'm not telling you he had a sleepless night. But I kind of like the idea that he knows, oh, wait, that team that we saw last week in Philadelphia, that ain't this bunch. And when you go deep and this guy goes deep and it's 454 and it's Freddie going deep, I think all of a sudden you realize the mix-up factor of this is as good a team as I knew they were going to be. I like the fact that he was in the building last night watching this version of the Braves offense. I'm not saying it spooked him, but I do believe he knows that it's dangerous. If you miss, you might have to be a little bit finer. And sometimes when a guy is trying to be a little bit finer, sometimes he gets his handed to him.
Right. Yeah, no question. Hey, real quick. I joked last night. I thought Gabe Kapler was gone. But how shocked were you at the sort of misstep there from Joe Girardi? That is a very uncharacteristic move from a guy like that.
Yeah, in case you don't know, pitching coach had come out. Joe Girardi comes out. And guess what? They're looking around going, well, that's it for Zach Wheeler. And that's not supposed to happen. I don't know what happened. Like, at some point, it's almost, you know, the get-back guy in football. The coach has to have a get-back guy. Somebody grabs his belt loop and says, no, we can't do that right now. It was strange. You know, it's not why they lost. It's not why. But I agree with you. It was surprising that Joe Girardi had a moment. And I'm not sure anybody in the building sort of figured out what just happened very quickly because you don't expect Joe Girardi to make a mistake.
Right. Yeah, he's a very smart baseball man. He admitted to it last night. He said, "I screwed up," and I don't think we'll see that from him.
Well, good.
Again.
And it cost him. You know, that game certainly got out of hand when they had to go to the bullpen. All right, let's do this. We're going to be doing this every day. I've got the random former Brave player of the day. He's got an interesting career, but it wasn't necessarily in Atlanta. It got a heck of a lot more interesting once he left Atlanta. Want to also tell you, though, Hooters is bringing it to you. There is Masters golf going on all weekend long. Hooters will have it. Every Hooters location will have the big screens on the Masters. Braves baseball coming up tonight. If you're in Braves country, anywhere in the country, you want to watch Braves baseball, just tell somebody at Hooters, please put the game on, and they will. They've got every package. If they're playing it, Hooters is showing it, and that includes everything coming up in the NBA, NHL, all baseball season long. Hooters will have the MLB package in line to actually present to you whatever game you want to watch. And then, of course, MMA, UFC, and everything that comes with the big sporting events. Hooters, great wings, great burgers, cold beer, and a Hooters atmosphere carrying you through the entirety of this sports season in 2021. When you can't get to the ballpark, get it social at Hooters and watch what you want. All right, this date in Braves history. Do you know the name Andy Messersmith?
I do know the name Andy Messersmith.
Free agent, because it was a brand new thing basically in 1975 and 1976. I think a lot of Braves fans cursed the day that one of their first big spends was on Andy Messersmith as a free agent. And I think if I'm right, he went 16-15 for his career for the money that this team threw at him. Their first dip the toes into free agency didn't go quite as well as anybody would have hoped for.
Yeah. Well, hey, don't feel bad. There's 29 other teams that can probably say the same thing, that they swung and missed on a few free agents over the years,
especially early in free agency. Where it was like, OK, here comes the quote unquote big money. And when I say big money, it really is in quotes when you talk about relative big money that many years ago. All right. Here's your random Brave player of the day. Don't forget, write it down. Like, write it down. Hopefully you've been keeping track. Every day we got a Ryan Klesko jersey to give away coming up on Monday. All you have to do is know. And if you don't know who the random Brave player of the day was, or you missed one, here's the good news. Right there at the Braves Radio Network, this podcast, Daily Pregame Show, is what do they call it? Libraried? Doc?
Archived. I think archived is what
Thank
the kids
you.
Call it. Yeah,
you can go
yeah.
back and find out and listen, because we're giving away a Ryan Klesko signed red Brave jersey. All you have to do is know 7 days in a row who was the random Brave of the day. Clay Carroll is the random Brave of the day. Why do I bring him up? He was on the 1966 first year in Atlanta Braves. He goes on to have his ultimate success with the Cincinnati Reds. He wins a couple of World Series with the Reds. He's a bullpen guy, 25 years old in Atlanta in 66, but he has success with the Cincinnati Reds and picks up a couple of World Series rings. His other claim to fame, in 1969, he hit his only career home run. If I would say 1969 National League, a guy who's only going to hit one career home run, who would it be off of that would make it the most amazing thing if you can tell the grandchildren, I hit a home run off of?
Why not Tom Seaver?
Good. Think a little meaner.
Bob Gibson.
Bob Gibson.
How about that?
Yeah, Bob Gibson.
The meaner gave it away.
Yeah.
When you think meaner.
Yeah, and his only career home run was hit off Bob Gibson. So, like I said, you can show the two World Series rings and talk about what Granddaddy did, but Granddaddy's not going to go too long into the story where he also talks about his only career home run against Bob Gibson. So, yeah, that's the random Brave player of the day. Clay Carroll, part of the 1966 first year in Atlanta Braves. Kevin and I will be back tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about 4 in a row. Evening up the record at 4-4. Philadelphia's bullpen maybe having another problem. Eflin not being the guy just yet. And when we talk about Ian Anderson, we talk about a guy who, again, against a pretty good lineup in Philadelphia, we'll find out what his adjustments might be. Keep an eye on what the relationship between pitcher and catcher is today. We will do it again tomorrow. Chris Domino, Kevin McAlpin, please hit subscribe. All season long, we're going to be here to recap last night, look ahead to today. Hey, I want to play a game with you real quick. If I give you one shot to tell me who's going to hit a home run tonight, maybe once in a while I'll just ask, we'll each pick a guy and we'll see if either one of us can be right, and we'll find out if we can keep tallies over the year.
Who's going to hit? I'm going to go Marcell Ozuna tonight going yard.
Interesting. I'm going to go a little bit off the board. I will go higher odds. Excuse me. I'm going to go with Andrew McCutchen.
Okay.
I think Andrew McCutchen at some point goes deep tonight. Hopefully the Braves hold on, pull ahead, do whatever it is they have to do to win. But I'm going to go McCutchen as sort of a long shot leadoff home run for the other guys. But the Braves hopefully finding a way to win tonight. All right, we'll do it again tomorrow. Please hit subscribe. We'll do it every day. Across Braves country, we thank you for being a part of 680 The Fan, the Braves Radio Network, and everything that is Braves baseball in 2021.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at atlantaramjack.com.